Rickleblog, 10 October 2006. Save a life, waste a life. Academic quarrels are so vicious because the stakes are so small. That's a famous quotation I've seen attributed to Henry Kissinger, Wallace Sayer, Richard Neustadt, Lawrence Peter, and others. The quote also comes in various versions. I've never heard of anyone fighting over the identity of the originator, presumably because they didn't want to prove its veracity. This is about a controversy so small that although I know which side I'm on, I can't bring myself to share any righteous indignation with you. It has to do with speed limits, a subject about which I know a little, which is to say, not a lot, but not nothing either. One of the things I do know, one of the best ways to determine what a speed limit should be, is to see what speed people actually drive on a road. Kinlan Road, on which I drive every day, had a speed limit of 50 miles per hour. I never question this because its two lanes are well paved, not twisty-turny, and have broad shoulders. When I drive at 50 miles per hour, I'm comfortable. Presumably, pretty much everyone feels that way because when I'm behind someone else, he's usually going 50 miles per hour too. In other words, regardless of the legal speed limit, 50 miles per hour is an appropriate speed for the road. A few months ago, there was a tragic accident. As written in the Star Ledger in an article by Kristen Alloway, the speed change comes about 5 months after two teenage girls were struck by a car and killed while they were walking along Kinlan Road just south of the high school. Speed was not a factor in the accident. The driver faces charges of drunken driving, vehicular homicide, and reckless driving. The community mourned for many days, and there was for a while a flower section of Kinlan Road. But speed was not a factor. Additional details of the accident include driving, slowly, on the shoulder, and not just alcohol, but serious drugs. Immediately after the accident, however, there was a hue and cry for a lower speed limit. Hue and cry may be an exaggeration. I saw a letter in a local news circular. At the time, I had no sympathy for the person requesting the lower limit because it was clear that she had her own agenda. Clearly, a lower speed limit wouldn't have altered the circumstances of the accident. I remember saying at the time that it would never happen because speed limits are determined by engineering studies. So much for my theory. More from the article. After 2 years of traffic and pedestrian studies along Kinlan Road in Kinlan, the speed limit on part of the street will be reduced from 50 miles per hour to 40 miles per hour beginning tomorrow. The new speed limit along the main borough thoroughfare will be in place between Faison Lakes and Maple Lake Roads. The speed also will be lowered to 25 mph in front of Kinlan High School when children are present, according to borough police. We've been working on this for a while because of the heavy pedestrian traffic on the road. A lot of walkers, a lot of runners, a lot of kids crossing to come to the library, Kinlan Police Lieutenant John Schwartz said. Morris County and the State Department of Transportation recently approved the change. To make their case, borough police officers studied pedestrian traffic and speeds along Kinlan Road, which passes in front of the borough hall and library. Borough police began investigating the speed limit reduction about 2 years ago when there were concerns about high school students parking near the municipal building and crossing Kinlan Road to get to school, Schwartz said. Students are now required to park at the school. In other words, at least according to the article I just read, they had already been looking into changing the limit when the accident occurred. So Ms. Agenda got her way for the right reason instead of the wrong one. Back to the article. Police have already begun to hear some complaints from motorists about the reduction, Schwartz said. When the borough was studying the change, there was discussion among Morris County freeholders that Kinlan Road, which runs from Route 23 to Boonton Township, was a regional artery and its speed limit should be left as is. Still, some residents are looking forward to the decrease. It's very easy to go extremely fast on that road. If the speed limit is 50, people naturally go 55, upwards of 60 miles an hour, said borough resident Annie Klein, who often runs along Kinlan Road. I think it's going to make it safer. Look at that quote. It's very easy to go extremely fast on that road. True. That's why the speed limit was 50. If it isn't easy, it should be lower. But never mind. My take on this is that the mothers against lots of stuff won a small battle. The reason I'm not unduly exercised is that the total length of the road in question is only a little over a mile. If you consider the time and distance you would spend accelerating from 40, the new speed limit, to 50, the old one, and the concomitant deceleration before turning, you're only talking about a 10 or 15 second difference. In fact, I'd be happy with the change if they would also spend a few bucks to make the traffic lights near the Route 23 end behave more sensibly. That would return, on average, the wasted seconds. Okay, Mr. Them, how about it? But I can't let this go without an ironic observation. I'm sure a few thousand people per day use Kinnelon Road and will be affected by this change. Without knowing or hanging out to count the true quantity, I can't do more than guess. But I would think that if you multiply 15 seconds everyone will spend if the new limit isn't ignored by the number of people on the road, about 1 day per day of people time will be wasted. 1 day per day eventually becomes one lifetime per lifetime. So whether the new speed limit saves a life or not, willy-nilly it will throw one away. On the other hand, if everyone continues to drive 50 miles per hour, then all that the speed limit change will have accomplished is to turn us into a town of scofflaws without even hypothetically affecting safety.